Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Denmark has taken a 4-1 lead, Ken, which I'm feeling pretty good about right now.
4-1? Why are we on opposite sides of the screen?
Yeah, what's happening right now, guys?
There we go.
For the people that are listening and don't know what the hell we're talking about on the feed on YouTube and the Odyssey app, I'm on the left, Ken's on the right. Doesn't really matter. Anyway, so now we're in our proper position.
I don't have a good side. Don't worry. I'll just spin around in a circle. Yeah, totally.
It makes my girl, because I do have a good side. My left side is my good side.
And whenever I would expect you to have a good side. You are exactly the type of person I would expect to say that.
Now, whenever we like pose for pictures, my girlfriend and I have to like take the side, and she always looks at me and just like rolls her eyes because like
does she have a good side?
I think all her sides are good.
This is where you say that. Yeah, that was a good setup.
No, but it's true though. Cause like, you know, I feel because if she didn't, she'd be like, no. And then I would get overruled.
Imagine if you both had the same good side. Would you have broken up by now?
Maybe.
Yeah, sometimes good sides, a deal breaker.
I wanted to say no, but like, we're always
could
honest.
Say no.
We are always really, really authentic with the audience here. Still to come on You Better You Bet. Power Hour. In the final hour of the show, finally, the power hour used to be the first hour of the show in season one, which was great. We sprint and then we crawl like snails the rest of the way for 3 hours. Then it was the third hour, which left us with the final hour where our brains are like, you know, eggs on the hot sidewalk frying. Now the power hour is the final hour. So final hour of the show, power hour, all our bets for tonight. No NBA. We got NHL. We got Major League Baseball. We're going to hit all our Euro bets as well for the two games coming up tomorrow, including England and the Czech Republic. I've got an interesting angle on that game that I can't wait to share with everyone in the Power Hour. Next hour, we're going to tell you all the stuff that we're not going to talk about on You Better You Bet. It's become a really fun like element of the show that Ken's introduced on Twitter and is kind of like caught on and people really like it. Like stupid hot take stuff in sports that we will never do on the show. And we're not going to do it, but we're going to mock the stuff that does go on. It's not going to be something we do for a long time. It was an idea that Eli had that we actually liked. So we're going to try it out here to start next hour. And then we're going to do some National Football League. We're going to talk a little Vikings. We do a little Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to do some free roll here with a bunch of futures bets that we like across any sport. So fun conversation coming up in hour number three. Chris Herring is going to join us as well. Hour number three, senior NBA writer from Sports Illustrated. But, you know, we've been teasing it long enough. So it's time now. You've heard his voice a couple of times. Just, you know, popping in intermittently. In annoying fashion.
Intruding like, where he's like, not wanted.
Yeah. Like a gnat. Just swipe him away.
Natitude.
But in all, yeah.
Because well we got natitude.
It is great to welcome back to the show. For the first time in, I don't know, since like August, on Oof. You Better You Bet, on the You Better You Bet airwaves, the once in future producer, executive producer of You Better You Bet. The king is dead. Long live the king. Eli Herskovich, back on You Better You Bet. Hello, Eli.
It's good to be back, boys. Good to be back. I'm proud of what You Better You Bet's become, and it's a testament to you guys. Great show so far, and excited for what's to come.
All right, enough with enough with that.
Are we gonna see you? Do you have a
I'd like to see you. I'd like to see you on video, Eli. Can we make this happen?
Later this week. How about that? Later this week.
Okay, well, I guess it's better than never. And by the way, watch us on the Odyssey app. Watch us youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. And again, shout out to all our new markets that are carrying the show right now. Too many to name, but we appreciate each and every one of you. So, you know, early this morning, myself, Ken, and Eli are on a group text. Gotta give Eli credit. Eli all over stuff today. Now, I hope this isn't just like day one. Eli's like, okay, I'm gonna do everything I need to do.
A lot of people paying attention.
I hope Eli, just so you know, buddy, you set the bar pretty high for yourself today with like the involvement and all the stuff that you were sending over. So now we're going to expect that every day moving forward. So good stuff today from Eli.
You know, Eli, I got to interrupt really quick because Ken was the only one between the two of you to say thank you, Eli, for your hard work today. Sure, I never got to thank you for Nick.
Well, I just did it, and B, like Ken said it, like you obviously did a great job. I didn't really feel the need to turn it into like, I was going to say something that I shouldn't say. I didn't really feel the need to turn it into a love fest in the text message. I didn't feel like that was necessary. Eli, you did a great job, and you always do a great job. That's not true. You had a couple really bad performances in season one, but for the most
dozens,
part.
To be honest, dozens, but that's
really, really awful stuff that we don't need to bring up anymore, or maybe we will at some point. But Eli brings up in the text message earlier today that Eli wants to talk about his weekends and like a story from his weekend, which is actually kind of a radical departure from the Eli that we knew in season one, who would avoid talking about his personal life like the plague. Yeah. Maybe that's a bad word choice after what's happened over the past year, but great to have Eli back on the show here. So Eli, you wanted to talk about your weekend. So here, fire away. And then we can hear like what everyone's weekend was kind of like, cause I got a pretty fun gambling related story I'd like to tell.
Yeah, for sure. So it was a good weekend overall. Season one had a different girlfriend that I do right now. So that's a cool part of the show, but went to Navy Pier on Saturday, expecting to go on the Ferris wheel, kind of have our own little, I don't know, own little section on the Ferris wheel to just chill and have a good time with the fireworks.
What is that? Like, own little section, meaning like you sit, like it's two people a thing. Like, of course you're going to
have but they expanded it. Right. There are larger pods on each thing. So you could fit like six people on it.
Out of all the times to fit like six people in something, like, yeah, we're coming off the global pandemic. Here we go. Like sardines in a can. Here you go. Get it. And by the way, just for people that don't know, Eli lives in Chicago. Navy Pier's in Chicago.
Correct. Chicago, okay. Downtown Chicago.
Okay.
So we're chilling. We get on to the section. I'll just call it the section from here on out. And, you know, we're excited because it's 10:15. She timed it up perfectly. We're going to be right on the Ferris wheel right as the fireworks began. And then this woman jumps on and we're like, okay, what's going on here? Like, we thought we had the section to ourselves. But she says, oh, sorry, I was told to come on board. And I said, okay, that's what we were told. So I talked to the guy. He's like, you know, man, I'm really sorry. I know you really wanted this, but can't really do it for you tonight. So she proceeds to spend the next 15 minutes FaceTiming her family and then friends, talking extremely loudly, kind of ruining the romantic moment.
And you just want to, like, you know, like hang with your girl, maybe like kiss her a little bit as the fireworks are going. It's romantic. That's a bummer. I hate her. Not your
60 bucks down the drain after that one.
60 bucks
each or total?
What about 60 bucks in fireworks? That would have been like way more fun. Yeah.
How do you feel about this woman, Ken? Would you have said something to her?
Be like, hey, can you take a picture of us real quick? And then just start making out right in front of her for just an uncomfortable amount of time.
I feel like I may have said something, like if it were me there. Eli, I'm guessing. Yeah. But you gotta do it right when she gets on,
obviously. Well, once the door closes, you're doomed.
You're kind of doomed. So he walked by, he said, oh, sorry, man, nothing we could do. Immediately shut the door. And that was the end of that. But it was tough. She apologized to my girlfriend and I, and then my girlfriend had said, it's okay. And then right
what
after
a
that
fake apology. She FaceTimed in front of you for 15 minutes. Right. So just because you apologize, you get to do whatever you want before it?
She should have
Venmo'd you. I'm going to punch Nick in the face. Oh, sorry, Nick.
I should have said Venmo at the Costos when I was on the section.
Listen, if she wants to send me 60 bucks, she can do that. I'll take it. My Venmo at the Costos. All right. That story was okay. It wasn't great.
Better than my other ones.
That is true. I'll give you credit for that. I got a story from this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
I think it's something that at least a lot of the guys I think that listen to the show can relate to. So Saturday night and women that gamble on sports, I feel like the same way, but this story in particular, I think focuses on like the male female relationship dynamic. So I come at this from a selfish perspective, from my perspective as the male with my girlfriend. So Saturday night I go to an engagement party for one of my girlfriend's best friends. And like, they're awesome. That couple, love her friends. Like her fiance is great. All the friends are great. These are like really good people that I enjoy spending time with. The problem is that it lands right smack dab in the middle of Nets Bucks game 7. So
tough.
I'm like, I'm on my phone the whole time. I'm checking the score of the game the whole time. I am nervous to like, actually, and I think I actually like floated this out there. Like, hey, like it would be cool if I just like put the game on my phone and like stood it up against like the glass of water here, right? And it was like an immediate no. Like, absolutely. Like, how could you even think? Not even like, how could you verbalize it? How could you even think of such a thing? It's like, oh wow, so this isn't going to go well. So God bless my buddy Matt, who dates one of my girlfriend's friends. He actually just said, screw it. Downloaded the TNT app on his phone, streaming the game. So he's like, come on over. Like for like the right. end of the game, like the final couple minutes of the fourth quarter. Yep. So and a whole group of guys now. And we are all watching on his like crouched over watching while like there's like a dance party going on. And we're in the corner watching the end of Nets Bucks. And of course the game goes to overtime. I turn to him and I go, you realize this is the worst case for us, right? Is that there's more of this now. The girls were furious. Well, my girlfriend was not happy with me. The girls were not happy with us. I feel like we had to do it. Like game. I said, it's the biggest game of the season. That could have been the championship game. I can't miss the game. So that's
your job. It's work.
You know,
you're doing work.
You know what, Ken, that particular excuse does not work in my relationship.
Yeah. I've found a way it doesn't always work, but I still find ways to try to make it work. Like,
I find that I get NFL season and that's it, basically. I get September through February and from there I get nothing. It's all and then nothing. So now we're part of nothing and I chose to take something.
I'll give you something from the weekend here real quick. Took my kids to the aquarium, went to Mystic Seaport for people who haven't been there. It's awesome. Like restaurants and giant aquarium, really cool stuff.
I used to go there when I was a kid. My dad and I loved the aquarium in Mystic.
Some of the local people watching is quite interesting and we'll just kind of leave it at that. But the experience taking the kids, they had an awesome time, but I discovered a new device because there's places packed, obviously, you know, we're sort of past COVID to the degree that places can be reopened, absolutely jam packed, like hundreds of people in all these exhibits. Figured out like a new technique, and I've been using it a lot recently, where when I'm in large groups of people, I basically talk through my kids to get other people to do whatever I want. So I'll kind of be talking to them, you know, and normally I'll be like, oh, like you guys want a snack, whatever. And so if they're trying to get to a place and we need to get somewhere, I'll be like, all right, just say to this man, excuse me, get out of the way. Just say that to this man. Just say that to this guy. Like there'll be, we were at a petting zoo and this 1 8-year-old got to pet the stingray for like the whole time, all of us. And there's like 20 kids. And then like the people are even like, if you're done, make sure to move. And I'm like, so I just go to my kids, right? I just go like, all right, make sure to tell everyone it's time for you to pet them. Make sure to tell everyone that.
I feel like you're going to get punched one day for doing that.
Well, they'd have to punch my kids. I'm just talking to my kids.
Like, we'd have a whole different sort of problems. People are going to know that's not the case, though.
Right. Make sure to tell Nick to stop talking because he's being annoying. Make sure to do that.
Listen, here's the thing. It's in my contract. I can't. I get paid to do it. I actually can't.
Make sure to tell him it doesn't matter. Right.
The new era of... That story wasn't Eli. That story really wasn't.
That's a very classic Eli story, though.
I guess so.
Like big time setup, and then it's like, and then she said, "I'm sorry."
It was fine.
It was okay. Fine, I think, is actually like fine's a pretty good approximation of it. It was fine. It was okay. Yeah. You know, it's like, and I actually said to my buddy, and I said to each other, he's a Knicks fan. He's rooting for Milwaukee. Like, you know what? We would have rather the shot go in, like either miss it or have it be a three. We can't, our relationships may not be able to sustain it overtime.
Overtime. And it's over if it's over.
All right. On the other side, in hour number three, we begin it by telling you all the things we're not going to talk about in the next 2 hours. You better, you bet
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.